Christine O'Donnell, not a witch. Yeah, I know, but I know she's not a witch, but they allege that she was into that stuff. That's what I'm talking about, though. Joe's a friend who also knows Christine. Christine O'Donnell was the alleged witch who isn't. Now, I understand this, and here's a good response to Peggy Noonan. Peggy Noonan had what I think is an excellent piece overall, though, saying that the Tea Party and the Republican Party need to work together. They need each other. Now, I understand that the media does sometime, not sometime, the media, listen to me, slow down, the media. I invented a new word. What's the definition of needia? I need a nap, I think. That's what I think it means. The media will always try to marginalize Republicans. I get that. And now they have this Tea Party stereotype. This Tea Party, they're kooks, they're nuts. But let me give you an example. Now, she was critical on Ted Cruz, and I get that. She's hating on Ted Cruz there. Here's where she's wrong. Ted Cruz was a perfect Tea Party candidate. I disagree with the strategy here, but he is a perfect Tea Party candidate. He's intelligent. He's articulate. He's brilliant. There is no disputing that. He shocked the world in beating the establishment candidate because people put that cliche on him. Oh, he's the perfect Tea Party candidate. Ted Cruz isn't the problem, even though I disagree with some of his maneuvering here. But the Ted Cruz type of candidate isn't the problem. What Ted Cruz has to understand, and what some establishment Republicans who aren't rhinos have to understand, is they need each other. Now, most of the shots that Ted Cruz took from the establishment Republicans came from real rhinos. Ron Johnson disagreed with Ted Cruz, but he didn't rip him a new one in public, although there are accusations that he tried or that he did behind closed doors, which he denies. And, you know, and if you kill the messenger, that means you're just not being intellectually honest. Well, Peggy Noonan writes for the Wall Street Journal. If that's the best you got, then you've got nothing. Defeat her arguments, not her employer, because that's just an ad hominem attack. If that's all you got, then you really don't have a criticism of the piece. I have some criticism, and that comes from a friend. And I would tell my friend, criticize the piece, not her employer. And I do have some criticisms for the piece, as I said. But overall, she's right. Both sides have got to step back from DEFCON 1 here. Because they do need each other. And if you think the answer is for the two sides to go, the two groups here, to go their own way, it's going to be a disaster for anybody right of center, however far right of center you might be. That part, she has right. Republican Party has the structure. Tea Party has the right direction. They have to merge those two. They have to. To Deb in Clark County. Deb, go ahead.
Hi. Hey, Jerry.
Hi.
I sent you an email a little bit ago. I wasn't sure I'd get on. But I've been working really hard to try and work with, you know, we have that special election going on right now, the 69th Assembly primary.
Yep.
And, you know, I had a talk with our candidates. The one thing we need to do is work together. I mean, we're all looking toward conservative values to up in the Tea Party and ourselves. I mean, we have a common goal. It just seems like we don't pull together as a team. And that's been why the other side continues to take seats away from us. And the concerted effort I had with them was using the example of the Senate race, where we had primary candidates that tore each other up, whether it was their campaign or outside groups, PACs, or whatever. And all we did was ended up giving them ammunition for the general. And I told them, we cannot let this happen with this seat. We simply can't. And as I attend forums, I hear inaccurate things being said. I mean, I just don't know why we can't learn the lesson and win the battles.
Deb, thanks a lot for the call. And that's exactly right. That is the problem. I do like what she said in here. Look, if you, and again, she pretends to be someone else talking, which I do have a problem with, but I do things presentationally that some people have a problem with, so I'm not going to criticize her for that. But as she says, when you do have to run against an establishment candidate, do that. But do it in a dignified way. Don't do it entirely based on emotion. And have quality candidates. This is something the Tea Party must accept they've had issues with. I disagree with her, though, that Ted Cruz falls into that category. He doesn't. 10:58, just 8 minutes to Rush. Have a lovely one, won't you?
Cannot wait, I'm yours.
Twitter, go to jerrybatershow.com.